This is a poem called The White Room, and I had just painted a room, a couple of rooms in our house, many, many years ago, and there's nothing more beautiful than, you know, an empty room, beautifully painted, and you sort of hate to bring the furniture back. It's like a clear mind, you know, you don't want all that clutter in it. When the mind is clear and serene, you know, you don't want to bring your dry cleaning into it and, you know, your lunch. So this is what happens. I mean, you sort of take your time bringing in the other, well, the furniture, the objects, and you first bring a chair, maybe two chairs. You sit down and you look around. And so this is still at that stage. It's a large room with one or two chairs in it. And actually, Emily Dickinson makes a surprise appearance here, too. I didn't expect her, but I don't know, white and whiteness, you know, made an association. The white room. The obvious is difficult to prove. Many prefer the hidden. I did too. I listened to the trees. They had a secret which they were about to make known to me and then didn't. Summer came. Each tree on my street had its own Scheherazade. My nights were a part of their wild storytelling. We were entering dark houses, more and more dark houses, hushed and abandoned. There was someone with eyes closed on the upper floors. The thought of it and the wonder kept me sleepless. The truth is bold and cold, said the woman who always wore white. She didn't leave her room much. The sun pointed to one or two things that had survived a long night intact, the simplest things, difficult in their obviousness. They made no noise. It was a kind of day people describe as perfect. Gods disguising themselves as black hairpins, a hand mirror, a comb with a tooth missing. No, that wasn't it. Just things as they are, unblinking, lying mute in that bright light, and the trees waiting for the night.